So, Carsten, how are you?
Yes, now I'm much finer than some weeks ago.
The question to begin with would be, like, everybody wants to know where you come from and things like that, man.
Yeah.
And then how you landed up
Here in this town.
Tubingen.
Tübingen. Yes, I was born in north of Germany. And yes, I grew up also there in Oldenburg, which is my hometown. And then I left hometown with 1920 and went traveling in Greece and Spain and so on. And ended up
1920.
huh?
1920.
1920.
I
Yes, this
just
is a
got that
long time ago,
feeling.
yeah.
Yeah.
And then I ended up on Canarian Islands for 5 years, more than 5 years, without leaving the islands there. Yes, living in nature, and I was living on beach and the mountains and caves and so on. And
Which island in particular, La Palma?
yeah, mo the most time I spent on La Gomera, which is quite famous island for people like freak people and so on, and also people who stay there longer time and make a living there. I think many people know La Gomera here
You play
in
music
Tübingen.
there also?
Also, yeah, sure. I was always running around with a guitar, and yeah, having lots of special moments with music and other people also on the beach and in nature making music.
So 5 years there.
5 years there, and after that I went to India for a while, and then again going to La Gomera. And but the years after were like changing between Germany and Canarian Islands most of the time, like half a year there, half a year there, like this, yeah. And I was more and more coming back to Germany and finding myself here also. Yes.
Would you say it's something like going out of here to find yourself here? It's some sort of an exercise. Many people do that, looks like.
You mean it's an exercise to come here to Germany, or?
No, I'm saying in general, people sometimes go out
Yeah.
from Germany,
Yeah.
and then when they come back, they find their space here more better. And then again they go out for some more time, and then again they come back, and they're able to find themselves much more better here, rather than people who are just living here all the time, I guess.
Yeah, I mean it's like it's always about the constitution of a person. Yeah? If you fit in here in this ways of life which are here, then it's not a problem to stay here. I think yeah, you will find your place and maybe find your job and all of these things. Yeah, but for me it was like I had to go away really, like more or less like an escape here from Germany, because I was really not fitting in from my thoughts and consciousness.
At some point.
I couldn't stay here, you know. I couldn't have a job or something like this. I was not, what you say, capable of living here. Yeah. I wanted to go out and have really nature around me. For the first time, a year or years I spent there, I didn't even want to see many people. I spent a lot of time like alone on the beach and alone in the cave and so on. 1, 2 years I was almost really not having contact to people. Almost. Yeah. And so now it's sure it's very different. Yeah, I went through many processes of life having children and all this. Yeah. So now I like it also to be here and to see what's going on with this society and what is possible to bring in to this society for maybe another change here and so on.
You see yourself somehow fitting in?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Now I see my place here much more than outside. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I was sort of hinting at something like that because I've seen many people, they like to go on these travels and to find themselves, you know. You usually find yourself there.
Something like this, yeah, to make some experiences which show you something about yourself, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
And then when you come back, you somehow you come to terms with certain parts of yourself which make you a little bit more calmer, or you can then
adjust
better, maybe.
Yeah, I would say it's a process which many people have, I think, in this age of 20, something like this. It's necessary to see other circumstances, yeah, because this Germany here or Western Europe is not the whole world. Yeah, this is clear. The world is having very different circumstances in India, for example, or Africa or somewhere. It's a completely different life, completely different consciousness and all this, yeah. And I think it's really important to look at something like this, yeah? to have a what you say, relativation of your perspective, yeah.
Perspective.
Yeah, yeah. It's another perspective. If you are always here, you think this is the whole world. Yeah, this is the life. You have to work 8, 9, 10 hours a day, and you have to make your money, and have to have this and this and this. But this is not the whole life on this planet. Yeah? It has very different aspects also. Yeah? And so I'm happy that I lived other ways of life. Mm-hmm. And I still have my distance to this society here. Yeah? And also I'm very happy to be to be able to live off my art, more or less, mm-hmm. and not to be forced to follow a job in a fabric or something like this. Yeah, this is a very positive thing. Yeah.
You think it's worthwhile for more musicians to get into this space? Because I see that many musicians are, well, they're brought up also, like, you know, in this standard job situation. So when they come out, even as musicians, they are somehow seeking a standard job as a musician, which is not really existing right now in society and the structures that we have already.
Mm-hmm.
And even if it does exist, it doesn't pay you so much that you would be, like, you know, happy or satisfied. So right now the question is, there are some grey areas when it comes to music. I mean, humankind seems to have got around very well how to make people get into a particular style and work and things like that. But as far as music is concerned, how to develop this musical thing within this, let's say, capitalistic circuit or this real society model, it seems to be a little bit of a problem. We don't seem to have understood music in that sense as much, or not the totality of us. Otherwise, they would have many more musicians and, you know, situations.
Yeah. This is a problem for sure. Yeah, and then also for myself, in the moment I'm living more of my educational aspect of playing guitar in this case. And not really living on concerts and stuff like this, yeah, because I see it's a very difficult market where we are here in in the Western world, yeah. Maybe in all the world, it's not so easy to live on this, yeah. Maybe it's also a point that it's not for everybody to be able to live on music, concerts, and going around, having concerts here, there, yeah. It's also a point when you have family, it's maybe also not so convenient to be every weekend in Berlin, in Hamburg, somewhere, yeah. This is also not maybe the nice thing, yeah, for everybody,
yeah.
And not possible, or also, and but sure, the other problem is that in this society you have music is not regarded really for what it is, yeah, for what it could be, for what it is, yeah. So it's also commercial, completely commercial scene, yeah. And where there's money to earn, for me, I feel there's also a kind of mafia going on, yeah. Where there's a lot of money there, people make, there's corruption and there's all this stuff, yeah. And if you want to be part of this, yeah, this is the question. Do you want to be part of something like this, yeah? I don't want that, yeah. So you see what's going on and making maybe smaller things and trying to also live maybe not on a high standard living, yeah, but you can live, yeah. And this is what I think. I don't need high standard living and all this, yeah. I'm happy when I can have enough money to have a family and to live here, to pay my rent and all these things.
But it's a very different person that I'm meeting, you know. I mean, Carsten, I met so many more musicians in Tübingen themselves, and the views are different from yours, because you also seem to have come from this experience that you had, like, you know, going and in secluded areas just to understand yourself, and you know, these redefining journeys of yours seem to have brought your experience to a point of understanding this thing in a nicer way, you know, and maybe not so rebellious as well, you know. I mean, there's always an option of being rebellious and, you know, destructive, but there is not that thing. And coming back to the point of musician's job is not a Vollzeit here in this society.
It's not a Vollzeit. You mean full-time job,
yeah,
or?
Yeah, it's not.
It's not, no. For the most people, not, yeah, sure, yeah.
I mean, can you imagine any situation where it is a full-time job?
I could imagine, yes, like, sure, yeah. I mean, I could imagine to have projects, like studio projects with musicians you choose and really produce nice music with a lot of time and
that, yes,
with a lot of space.
As the 8 hours.
Really nice, beautiful music, but for this you need space, time, and you need some support, some financial support for this.
But this is
not given, yeah. From where can I give this, have this support? Yeah.
You said something very important. You said it needs time.
Time, yeah, sure.
Now you see, there is a difference in the perspective of understanding of time from an artist stroke musician's point of view, and then from another point of view, like, for example, this young student who is looking for a full-time musician job. So you see, his perspective of time is an 8-hour job when you say Vollzeit. When I ask you the same question, for you the Vollzeit is, yes, full-time. But not full-time in the sense of how it is structured in this society.
I think this is like more like project style, what I think of, yeah. That you have maybe 2 months, 3 months, really for a project, more or less working in studio or working something out and make a nice CD or something.
So in the two cases,
this would be really nice, yeah. But me, I have so much stuff which I didn't record yet in a way that I think it's for me it's okay, because I just don't have the time. I have family. I bring my daughter to school in the morning. I have my students here who come here. Then I have a lot of things. Communication over the internet and stuff like this. I don't have time to really develop, to record these things in a space that I would really want to have for this kind of thing, yeah? Because this needs, yeah, this needs time and space and quiet and all these things. Yeah.
I mean, interesting, because in that sense, you seem to be pretty satisfied with the fact that, I mean, I'm looking at you as very happy with doing everything and being a full-time musician, so to speak, and being able to make ends meet from every angle, actually. It's possible to do that. I mean, I can see that your story...
That I'm content with the situation as it is for me now.
Also, you can manage that means as a musician, because as a musician it looks like you're doing whatever you can do to earn your living as well as have your family and all these things, and it looks like it's working out.
It's working out, and it's, for me it's okay, but it's for sure it's not the the perfect situation, I would say. Yeah, it's okay, but I think the perfect situation would be if I would have more projects like this, what I spoke about, and could really go more in this artistic development of music and things like this. Yeah. But I'm now, maybe I'm also over the age that I really fight and need and want this, or I can be content also with the situation as it is now. Yes, I can say, okay, it is like this, it's not perfect. But as you look at the world, I mean, it's really not perfect. There's so much shit going on. And so I can be really content with it, with this, how it is now. Yeah.
Nice.
I would wish other things also. But I still think... things are coming, yeah?
Yeah.
There are still things waiting for me and for other musicians, I hope, to really live more in the art, yeah? Live more in this feeling to really bring something to the world also, yeah? Because music brings some information to the people which they don't get from the normal life, yeah? So I hope... Still hope that there are many things waiting for me in the end, yeah.
Good one. I mean, this is a very good thing to understand, you know, and I guess it's going to help.
And still, I mean, what you said about rebellion and things like this, for sure, in myself, there is a rebel still, yeah, for sure. And sometimes it's coming out also, yeah, but... it's not so necessary to bring this out anymore, like maybe 20 years ago or 25 years ago, when I was really not in peace with things that I saw here in my world, in my perception. I was really not going with this, and I had to escape, and I had to go out of this, 100% going out of this. It was not possible to stay.
Even. The beauty is, of course, that you came back into something which was not meant for you, or which you initially thought of as not meant for you. So you actually would think of it in one perspective at some point in time, and then some point later, you know, these things, experiences help you see it in different light. And And what's with the musical journey? I mean, now, just to understand... where you started playing music first?
I was starting playing guitar with, I think I was 8 years old. My sister was playing before, and she stopped playing guitar, and so I had her guitar, and I wanted to play guitar. And I think I was 8 when I started to play chords and things like this, and... it very early began that I already tried to develop own pieces of music. Yeah? And maybe I was 9, 10. I also started to play my own things, and this went on. And playing guitar with 12, I started to play electric guitar and banjo. I think I played 1 year banjo also. with 12 electric guitar, and then I played electric guitar for maybe 5-6 years, only electric guitar, which was really very nice for me, having a band and some bands and playing rock music, Hendrix stuff and Santana and all these things. What's nice for electric guitar, you know? This was a very nice time. But then with 19, I suddenly had some experiences which showed me some other consciousness, some other space here in this world, and I really couldn't listen to electric guitar anymore. And very sudden, all of a sudden, I had to throw it out of the window, and I didn't play it. I think maybe for 10 years I didn't grab an electric guitar because I couldn't hear the sound anymore.
Why?
Because I was having some really deep experiences, and I was so much connected to nature then. I wanted to only to have nature around me. Yeah, let's say like this. Yeah. I was completely wanting to have trees and grass and things like this around me, and not having any civilization stuff. Yeah, like walls and houses and cars and strange sound of machines and all this. I couldn't hear it. I was really absolutely. I could almost say afraid of it. Yeah. So I went back to the acoustic classical guitar and made my new experiences also on this guitar. And I began to change tuning a lot. The normal guitar tuning I changed, and had. Over the years, maybe, I don't know, endless different tunings, like maybe 15, 20 or even more than 20 tunings, yeah, which I play on and have pieces with this tunings, yeah, which was really interesting for me, because the tuning, the normal guitar tuning it has not much expression. If you play without pressing any strings, then you have no really expression, yeah. But when you change the tuning, you can create expressions. You can create a mood, yeah, like feeling, like a feeling. And then I try to develop things on these feelings, yeah, on these moods.
Also, spectacles. You make this picture like
different range.
Now I'm intellectual. So this piece is called Drunken, and it's also based on an open tuning and based on a raga scale from India, which is going like this here. Looking up to all life without an aim. Turning round and round, also orientating on a little bit on Indian music, Indian style stuff, yeah, because they do the same. The raga playing on the sitar is almost like this. Yeah. You have this bodhun tones, and then you play melody on this bodhun sound. Yeah.
What's the bodhun?
Bodhun is if you have one harmony like ground tone and one quint on it or something, yeah? like one chord, yeah, but it's not changing, and you play the melody on this. This is raga playing on bodhun. You have it here in Europe music also on the Drehleier, for example, and instruments like this also had this bodhun, yeah? Mid-age music also has this. And but it's not so common here in the Western classical music. No? You have always change of harmonies.
But it looks nice because then you sort of had an experience with the guitar and the electric guitar, and you like came to the point of playing from guitar to the banjo and other things to the electric, which is probably the peak of the guitar situation where you can what you could possibly do with the guitar. The peak level would probably play the electric guitar in various styles and all that. And then you suddenly dropped down and you felt a different consciousness, which can be manifested within the consciousness that we are somehow. And that's the same story that came manifested sort of with the guitar, that means, because there are many... there's a standard tuning with which all of us make many melodies all over the world. And you somehow seem to have seen these 15 other different types of things out of this, which seem to have, you know, attracted you to create a different sphere.
Absolutely.
It's very nice. Maybe you can tell us a little bit more about this, but it would be nicer to hear these different tunings. Maybe if you had, do you have some YouTube videos of these of yours?
Yeah, I have just very little, because I was always not so happy with the quality of videos that I take with a handy or with a bad camera, with a bad camera that I have. So I don't have so much videos, but I this is also one project to make more videos, which I really can say, this is nice, this I want to have on the internet,
The chord work thing, because see, I'm thinking of, okay, for a normal person who listens to this thing, suddenly understands, okay, you have a different tuning to the guitar altogether. And then you have not one, you have 15 or 16, you said. And you have different pieces that you've created and composed on each of these tunings. So, I mean, it would be nice to listen to them.
I can later on, we will record something. Thank you. something.
Academically, where does this fit in?
What, academically?
Academically.
Ah, where does this fit in academically? Oof, difficult to say, because I must say, really, what I know about from some maybe journal, acoustic guitar journal and all these things, or also from classical players, it's not really use, you know. It's really, I don't see anybody who does this, yeah, like playing on so many different tunings. I don't know anybody. I see people who change maybe this Dadgad Stimmung and this Celtic music, and but this is very common, yeah. Or you change the E string to the D and these things. But this is not really a big change. Yeah? This is sometimes also a thing about technique, because you can play things easier with this tunings. Yeah. Yeah? You can play some things easier. But what I want is really this change of mood you create with this tunings. Yeah? You have a really underlying different mood in this piece you play. Yeah. And this is interesting for me. Yeah. Academically, I can't really say, because the classic people who play, they also change maybe the E string to D and things like this, but I never saw pieces...
A structural change like how we're talking about here.
Yeah, yeah. I never saw pieces which make things like I do. I never saw this.
How does the music education system see something like this?
Oof. I didn't ask. I didn't ask the system. I have to say, I don't know, and I'm not so much really searching yet for somebody who maybe does some similar things like me. But when I inform myself, I try to inform myself, I don't find anything. I don't really find anything.
I
can't say. I think the system is not really so much occupied with this. I have the feeling.
That's the point which I'm trying to bring in here, because you see, if it is a subject about anything else, for example, economics or sociology or something, and they have something like this, they are willing to do research and studies and pay for these things to get into the space. But like beginning with, the beginning point was our perspective on music in the society here is not well evolved enough. We started off with that. Then we came to this point where we understood how it's a different perspective, and the Folksite is a different take with musicians themselves as far as their experiences go, and thus the manifestation of that in a society context. And now that's why I was thinking about this. Okay, now when you seem to have created something totally out of the box, how is that being seen? I'm talking about this because of two stories which I know. One was a sitar player, and you play the sitar, yeah?
Yes. I forgot to say, with 16 I started to play sitar. Yeah?
Uh-huh.
Still when I was playing electric guitar also. I was getting to know the Beatles songs with sitar, and I heard this and I immediately wanted to have this instrument. Yeah, and so I was raising 1 year of my money that I had from my parents monthly, and they gave me something in addition. So I had at that time 1,200 Deutschmark to pay to buy a sitar.
Nice.
And this was my beginning to play sitar also, which I do still now. And this is also another musical journey to be occupied with Indian music and try to understand the Indian music and play this, which is really very nice, and very nice world of sounds and rhythm and stuff like this. Yeah.
It's also a whole different world of structure of music itself.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
I mean, first we were just talking about how we have this musician from India. His name is Niladri Kumar. And he is the first guy to have patented and put the electric sitar to the world. And when he did this, he comes he's a fifth generation sitar player himself.
Mm.
His forefathers were there, so they were pissed off, man.
He was pissed off. I can imagine.
All the forefathers in the classical boys were pissed off that suddenly it went. And they were pissed off, and when he asked them why in due time, it was because they thought that that electric version of the sitar would replace or overshadow the classical sitar, Indian sitar, which has been here since time immemorial. And actually, that is not possible. It's just two different genres.
You can't lose
them.
Yeah.
It's just another development.
But
it was an insecurity with the older guys. And I can, you can imagine that.
Yeah, yeah, just absolutely. Imagine I know that the Indian schools of music and all this education you have there is also really very strict in the normal ways. And for people like us here from Europe, I think almost impossible to go through this school, because it's absolutely strict. And for me, it was nothing. I was more or less learning autodidactically all what I did, guitar and percussion and all this. I learned by myself, more or less. Just maybe some inspiration from here and there. Listening to music, very important, with the Indian music in the first place. I listened a lot of Indian music some years, and from this I learned this structure and learned how to understand what is raga, how is this functioning. And but I didn't have really a teacher. Sometimes I had workshops, but not really a steady teacher. And so I never went through this hard school. And I can imagine that many people, also Indian young people, are really piss off with this old system, which is very man dominated and very strict.
As far as the man dominated structure is concerned, it has opened up. It has opened up
for sure,
especially with cities like Mumbai, which are huge cities, and they're on par with New York. Like, you go to New York and you go to Mumbai, and they're really like cities. The real sense. So the education level has moved, and people from there, like the girls from there, now have moved into spheres where the flute and the shehnai and all these things can be taught to the women,
as against earlier.
And now it seems to be slightly better. And then this concept of getting out of the structure is very similar to our life structure. Like how you said, you get out of here, you go to the Canaries, and you go to some other space, and then you come back, and then you see a redefinition of yourself. Just like that, you looked at the guitar, then you went to the point, and then you came out, dropped out of the electric, and then you looked at the other 15 different new things. So maybe it's an inspirational point to get out of the box, to actually see the box and create another box.
Maybe somebody else
can get out of that box and then create another box.
This is the development. If you stay always in the same thing, then nothing happens.
It seems to us that you brought this out very nicely with the manifestation. Now I would like to get more into the music part of it, as in like, to understand how it sounds. You know, I mean, we can talk about these things endlessly, I guess.
Sure, there are many things to say about this, for sure. Also, think what it for me expresses. What this kind of sound is expressing, and what I would like to say also is that this kind of open tunings and kind of playing music, also the Indian raga is for me an example of music which opens something in the listener, which can't be opened through this music what we hear from the mainstream. There we have this four chords songs one after the other. You really, if you're a little bit into music, you will see that it's really all the time the same stuff. They underlay some, maybe some different sounds from the computer and so on, but the harmonic rhythmic thing is all the time the same, and they throw out one hit after the other. This is really ridiculous. Yeah, musically seen, it's a ridiculous thing. Yeah, absolutely. It's nothing new. It's nothing, nothing revolutionary or something. It's just it's boring. Yeah.
This four chord structure suddenly caught on. Huh? It just caught on into a boom, and everybody is doing these four chords.
Yeah,
and
It's, it's unbelievable. And this is, but I'm really überzeugt, convinced that that this is also holding the consciousness of the listeners, of the whole public, into a special kind of consciousness. It's not possible for the people through this music to open up into something, into other spaces. Yeah, and this is also this is wanted. Yeah, this is something, some kind of power that's working there. Yeah, if you listen to other music which uses different tunings, different scales also. Also, your consciousness will open up into different space.
Dimension.
But the power in this society doesn't want this. Yeah? So the people stay in this four-chord consciousness, which is very simple. Yeah? So, yeah, this is for me important to say. Yeah?
But then somebody was also telling me this once about something which I wrote on this magazine which I'm writing, this music magazine. Mm-hmm. They're like, no, this is not easy for the reader to read.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, I don't want to make this easy for the reader to read.
Yeah, I think
readers have a lot of easy reading.
Okay.
I want them to go around the sentence and see this, but there is a reason behind that which I know. But if you read the roundness, you might... experience a different feeling.
This is the same thing with the language.
I think people are wanting the easier side of things.
Short fast and short. This is the point, I think. Yeah. Information over one sentence or one word even. Yeah. So.
I was like this, when you have a small box and there's a note in the box which tells you the purpose of your existence, and it's kept here in front of the table, and Carsten, you take this book and this small box and you open the note and you read it, does that mean you cease to exist after that? You know, it's something like that for these things, like when you want only this touch and go information thing, when you get this touch and go information, say you got it, you wanted this, you get it. Now what? You have so much more time that you would have spent nicely experiencing getting this thing. Maybe something similar like, it's not really the journey, it's not that the destination, but it's the journey to the destination. You know, different manifestations of the same old wine and new bottle thing.